back to Gubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in the wonderful, matchless name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. This is Bob Griggs, and I'm delighted you've joined us again for another brief Bible study together from the Word of God. We're discussing and presently considering the ministry of the Holy Spirit and His work in the lives of believers today. And we're in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, if you'd like to get your Bible and follow along with us. We're talking about the ministry of the Holy Spirit and the spiritual gifts that He gives to believers. Remember, we're talking about who we are in Christ, what it means to be a child of God, what our identity is as a child of God. And we're talking about spiritual gifts, 1 Corinthians 12. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. I know that you were Gentiles carried away unto these dumb idols, even as you were led. Paul talking about the idolatry in Corinth during this letter that he was writing to the church at Corinth. Wherefore, I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord, but by the Holy Ghost, or by the Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ being the Lord of our life, only through the indwelling Holy Spirit. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. Now, we're talking about Moses as an illustration of this word administration, as Moses managed and oversaw the leadership of the children of Israel. It was the Lord who was directing and guiding Moses. God often appeared to Moses and spoke to him. Today we have the indwelling Holy Spirit, but back in those days the Holy Spirit did not operate in the way that He does today. Only under special occasions was the Holy Spirit of God working in an individual back in Old Testament times. But God Himself spoke to Moses and dealt with Moses and gave Moses instruction and guidance. Now Moses, the Word of God tells us that he did speak by the Holy Spirit. If you'll look with me to 1 Peter, or 2 Peter it is, in front of Revelation, a little short book there, we come to 1 Peter, 2 Peter, chapter 1, and verse 21. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. Now the Holy Spirit was present in the Old Testament, but He did not indwell men except under special direction by the Lord God, as He does today. With the new covenant and salvation through faith in Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit of God enters into every child of God at salvation to do the work of salvation, cleansing us from sin and giving us the gift of eternal life. And this is the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Ephesians 1 tells us this, that the Holy Spirit is God's guarantee of our salvation, and that He moves into our spirit when we accept Christ as our Savior. And our body becomes the temple, the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit, as 1 Corinthians 6:19-20 points out, that our body becomes the temple or dwelling place of the Holy Spirit. But in the Old Testament times, God dealt with men in a different way because Christ had not yet died for man's sin, and the Holy Spirit had not yet been given in the way that he is today. But we see that the Lord was the one who was overseeing the diversities or the differences of administration. And Moses is a picture and a type of how God oversaw and directed the nation of Israel through this one man, Moses, and how that he is an example of the management and the oversight to the nation of Israel, leading them out of the land of Egypt and leading them to the promised land. And so we see here in Acts chapter 8, as we were reading last time concerning Moses and how that the Lord used Moses to administer and to lead the children of Israel, and how that he directed the children of Israel, beginning with chapter 7, it is, chapter 7, not chapter 8 of Acts, and beginning with verse 20 through verse 36. And we left off last time with verse 35. This Moses, whom they refused, saying, who made thee a ruler and a judge, the same did God send to be a ruler and a deliverer by the hand of the angel which appeared to him in the bush. You remember in Exodus chapter 3 where God spoke to Moses, and in those first four chapters there where God called Moses to go lead the children of Israel, and Moses did not feel that he could do it. He had developed a speech impediment. But God enabled him to do it because God takes weak things and gets glory from weak things. And, beloved, that's why God chose me, because the Bible said in 1 Corinthians that God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the wise. And, beloved, as a child, I was cross-eyed and had a lot of deficiencies and a lot of weaknesses. And yet the Spirit of God convicted me of sin as a young lad of 5 years old. And I believed in the Lord Jesus. He transformed my life. He made a new person out of me. He's walked with me all these many years of my life. Over 70 years the Holy Spirit of God has indwelt my life. And He is the one who does the teaching and the instruction here on the broadcast. He just uses me as a mouthpiece to declare and share the word of the Lord. And so we see, verse 36, he brought them out. Moses brought them out after that he had showed wonders and signs in the lands of Egypt and in the Red Sea and in the wilderness 40 years. And so for 40 years he led them there through the wilderness because of their rebellion against God. You remember he brought them right up to Kadesh Barnea. They sent out the 10 spies, and of the 10 spies, 8 of them brought back an evil report. Only Joshua and Caleb said, we can take the land because God will give it to us. But the people rebelled, and so they had to wander in the wilderness for 40 years until those that rebelled against God and those that grumbled and complained had died off, and God took the children of those and led them into the promised land, and they conquered the land and set up the nation of Israel there in that land that today has been called Palestine and has once again become the land of Israel. And so we see God's working in administrations, the differences of administrations. Now, in the New Testament, we see that God used the Apostle Paul. The Apostle Paul was indwelt by the Spirit of God, and as believers are today, indwelt by the Holy Spirit of God. And God ministered through the Apostle Paul to the Gentiles, and through Paul many churches were established among the Gentiles under the power of the Holy Spirit. And so we see differences of administrations, but the same Lord. It was Almighty God who used Moses. It was Almighty God through the work of the Holy Spirit using the Apostle Paul in the New Testament times. Differences of administrations, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operations. God works in different ways through different individuals. Under the Old Testament, it was under the Old Covenant, the old Ten Commandments that God gave to the nation of Israel, and the law that He gave through the nation of Israel. But the law was not given to save man. The law was given to make man see he was a sinner, and that he needed a Savior. As Paul tells us in the book of Romans, that no flesh can be justified through the works of the law, for the law was given to make man to see his sin, to open our eyes to the truth that we need a Savior. And so the Old Testament times had its purpose, but a new covenant was given, and through the Lord Jesus Christ coming and introducing that new covenant and making a way into the very presence of God the Father. Up until Christ died on the cross and was buried and went to those souls in paradise and preached to them, and paradise was then moved into heaven, up until that time, those who were counted righteous went to paradise. And the Lord Jesus gave us an insight about paradise in the Gospel of Luke in the account He gave about the rich man and Lazarus. And so we see there are differences of administrations, and there are diversities of operations. God using Moses in the Old Testament, as we see He used Paul in the New Testament. Until next time, goodbye.